The Tolner Rebbe has a beautiful sefer on Chanukah called Mosif Vaholich. And on page Sadi Gimel and Sadi Dalet, he has a beautiful explanation of the second day of Chanukah. Hayom Hasheni Shel Chanukah Mechuvan Keneged Hashavach Shel Osa Chadashos. Each of the days of Chanukah, he explains, corresponds to a different phrase that we use to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the brachos that we recite before Shema, before Kriyat Shema. And he says that the second day of Chanukah corresponds to the Shevach of Osa Chadashos, V'keneged Yom Adi Yisachar. And it also corresponds to Yisachar, whose Nasi brought his carbon on the second day. Bayom HaSheini Hikriv Nisan Al Ben Tzuar, Nasi Yisachar. And Yisachar, he says, Hayakulo Torah. Yisachar, we know, is best known for his Torah, Kedichsiv, as the Pasuk tells us at the end of Chumash, V'Yisachar Bo Alecha. Because of Rashi Shem, B'Shem Chazal, V'Yisachar, Yisachar's Hatzlacha was B'Yeshiva So Alecha L'Torah. Yisachar's success in this world comes from his residing in the tents of Torah. K'mo Shenamar, V'nei Yisachar Yodei Bina L'Itim, like the Pasuk says, Divrei HaYamim Aleph. The children, the descendants of Yisachar, were Yodei Bina L'Itim. Certainly makes us think of Chanukah, the B'nei Bina. Uve'emes Osa Chadashos Ola B'Cheshbon Gematria Ner Beis Zei Yisachar. He brings an interesting remez. He says, Osa Chadashos is Gematria 1099, which is the same Gematria as Ner Beis Zei Yisachar, with the Tevos and the Kolel. He continues and explains that Torah, which is certainly what we're fighting for in Chanukah, has a lot to do with this concept of Osa Chadashos. V'hinei Osa Chadashos Hu Shevach LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shumachadish betuvo b'chol yom v'yom tamir es kol ma'isa bereshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his kindness not only renews the world on a daily basis, but allows us to renew our connection to Torah. V'gam inyano shel Yisachar, shel lima Torah, hu b'chinas osa chadashos. And the way in which Yisachar is the embodiment of lima Torah is through the renewal of Torah that takes place every single day. U'kithi'isa b'gamara chagiga dav gimel amad aleph, i'efshar l'beis ha-medrash b'lo chiddush. There's no such thing as a beis medrash that doesn't present chiddush. The chiddush is an essential principle of what makes a base medrash operate properly. And the Talmud Rebbe writes, "Kishein chiddush ein za base medrash." And if there's no chiddush, if there's no sense of hischadshus and renewal, then it's not truly a base medrash because Torah requires that added degree of freshness. V'inyan ze kiyam b'chol dor v'dor v'afilu b'doreinu dor ha'achron. And we have to believe that even in our times, it's possible for us to maintain a fresh connection to a Torah, even though it seems like a gift given to us long ago. Because it's still true, even in Tavshanai and Ches, that there's new insights in Torah that are emerging in the Beis Medrash of Torah Shabbat Peh every single day. He continues, what's interesting is to note that the Yetzahara is also someone who's constantly working with the sense of Yetzahara, new techniques to drag us down, new techniques to pull us away. The Gemara in Kedushin tells us, the Yetzahara tries to attack us with new techniques every single day. Because the way of the Yetzahara is rak ra kol hayom, that every day is hayom. As Rashi explains, kol hayom, kray yaseirahu, lelamdenu shekol shaos hayom, ra'aso mischadeshes. That every single day, the Yetzahara's has new techniques, new ways of trying to drag us down. I remember I once saw from the Rapshitzer that the Rapshitzer asked, why is it that there are so many new Haggadahs that are produced every single year? And he explained that from one Pesach to the next Pesach, the Rasha of last year's Haggadah, last year's Seder, is already a tzaddik by this year because of the Yerida Sadaras. The Rishus is always being mischadish, and there's always new ways that the Yetzahara tries to change us. What was once considered a Rasha, Bizman is considered a Tzaddik. And that's something that's a very frightening thing to think about. And about that Yetzahara that renews himself every day to drag us down, Chazal tell us, again in the Gemara, Tana de Beir Yishmael, Bini, Impaga b'chom menuval zeh mashcheyu lebeis ha-medrash. If you encounter this repulsive one, the Yetzahara, drag him to the Beis ha-medrash. And the Talmud Rebbe explains so beautifully, Ulviya Amar Muvan, based on what we've explained, that the Beis Medrash is a place of Chiddush, and that the Yetzahara tries to use his koach of Chiddush to drag us down, we say to the Yetzahara, you want a Chiddush? We'll show you a Chiddush. We take him to the Beis Medrash, which is also a place of Chiddush. You don't need to have Chidushim and all sorts of wicked behavior. Come to the Beis Medrash and come learn Torah with a sense of Yitzchadshus, and you'll see that Chiddush is something that is found even in holy places as well. Ki kevan shebeis hamedrash yeshtam gam kein chidushim, chidushay Torah, hazai chidushim eilu yitzuchu as chidushay Yetzirah, that through the chidush of Torah, we'll be able to be victorious over the chidush of the Yetzirah. V'inei liyamei Chanukah yeshaychis miyuchedis l'inyin hachidush. On Chanukah in particular, the Talmud Rebbe explains, chidush is a theme that we're thinking a lot about. Kedisa v'medrash, Medrash explains, Chassam Sofer quotes it in his writings on Masech HaShabbos, Chav Bezim and Aleph, Hadudaim Nosnu Reach, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Hadudaim Nosnu Reach, the Medrash Darshan, Zeru Uvein Shenikra Dudaim, Va'al Pesachenu Kol Megadim, continuation of the Pasuk, Ze Mezuzo V'ner Chanukah, Chadashim Gam Yeshanim, says the Medrash, Chadashim Ze Ner Chanukah Derabanan, Gam Yeshanim, which is Mezuzo, which is Da'araisa. So you see that Chazal Darshan on this word, Chadashim, Chadashim Yam Yeshanim, Chadashim is a reference to Ner Chanukah. We're prat Ner Sheini Shal Chanukah, Hamachuvan Keneged Osa Chadashos. And the Talmud Rebbe says, and certainly according to this Mahalach, that again, that the phrases that we say in the Bracha before Kriyas Shema, that Hashem is a Paul Gvuros, and Osa Chadashos, and a Baal Milchamos, and Zaraya Tzedakos, each phrase corresponding to one of the 8 days of Chanukah. So all the more so on the second day of Chanukah, which is Osa Chadashos, today we highlight that extra notion of chiddush as it applies to Chanukah and to the life of Torah. Va'yidei chidushim halalu efshar lanatzeach as klipas malchus yavan. And again, through this koach of chiddush, we're able to be victorious over the Yavanim. V'nei isa b'yalkut shimoni. Yalkut shimoni, very interestingly, lists all the dates, the birth dates of the Shvatim. And it tells us that Yisachar was nolad b'yud ba'av, which of course was the time when the Beis HaMikdash was burning and perhaps primarily being destroyed on Yud Av, even though we commemorate it on Tisha B'Av. V'nira lomar, she'akadosh baruch hu galgalas hadavar kach, she'yisachar yivaled dafka b'yom zeh, shebo nechrav habayis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with great hashkacha, made it that Yisachar, the one who is the embodiment of Torah, would be born on the day the Beis HaMikdash would in the future be destroyed. Why is that so? V'zos b'chadei she'yisachar b'koach toraso, yuchol lahachzik es b'nei Yisrael b'megalusam. Because if not for Torah, there would be no means of us to survive in Galus. And therefore, to so to speak, respond to the Chorban Habayis, Yisachar is born. We're able to continue to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without a Beis HaMikdash, Dafka through the Koach HaTorah. Ukevisha Amr, the Gemara in Brachos tells us in Daf Chesem at Aleph, Amr Bichia Bar Ami, Mishmei De'ula, Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Ela Arba Amos Shehalacha Bilvad. From the time of the Chorban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only feels comfortable, Kiviyachol, in the Dalet Amos of Halacha, in the world of Torah. And therefore, the Torah Atzma, Gam Hi Kula Chiddush, the Torah gives us a sense of Chiddush, even in a time of Chorban. The Torah gives us a constant state of renewal, and a sense of newness and freshness in everything that we do. Kedisa Barashi, as Rashi tells us very famously in Dvarim Chavav, Bechol Yom Yiyu Beinecha Chadashim. The Torah has to be fresh and new in our eyes every single day. Rav Moshe Wolfson points out, in his Svarim on Chanukah, he says that the gematria of the word Chiddush is exactly the same as the gematria of the word Choshech. Yavan, who's the embodiment of Choshech, Shechshichu Einayim Shal Yisrael, as the Medrash tells us at the beginning of Bereishis Rabbah, we respond to that Choshech of Yavan by the constant Chiddush in Torah. And again, that gives us the Chizuk on this second day of Chanukah, the day of Yisachar, of the Nasi of Shevet Yisachar, who's Kula Torah, giving us that boost of Chiddush that we need to survive in Galus. Talmud Rebbe concludes the piece in one final paragraph. He says, "V'hazman mesugal lahagil lischadshus v'torah, hu ka'amor ata b'yemei Chanukah." This time of hischadshus and Torah again is unique for Chanukah. Torah is always in a state of hischadshus, but especially on Chanukah we think about this. U'v'yoser b'yom sheni shel Chanukah, and the Talmud Rebbe tells us what's unique about the second day of Chanukah. The Beis Yosef asked his famous question already asked by Rishonim before him, the Tosfos Harash and the Meiri: why is it that we have 8 days of Chanukah? We had enough oil for one day. And there are countless answers to that question. But in truth, if we believe that there was enough oil for the first day, the real miracle of Chanukah begins really with the second day of Chanukah. Uviyoser biyom asheni shel Chanukah, says the Talmud Rebbe, Shrei biyom rishon lo hayu chiddush kol kach, bad lakas ha-menorah. The first day of Chanukah wasn't such a chiddush that they had a menorah. Shrei hayu shemen l'ner rishon, they had enough oil for the first night. Ve'ikar ha-chiddush nishtaveh biyom sheni. And therefore the true chiddush of Chanukah emerges on the second night and the second day of Chanukah. Umikoach haner hasheni, mishav a koach shel chiddush al bnei Yisrael b'chol mosh v'sam b'chol dor v'dor. And it's that chiddush that took place on the second night of Chanukah, that the oil continued to burn, that continues to burn within us, creating the possibility of chiddush in all places at all times. שיוכלו לחדש לסבודס הבורש עליהם מתוך שמחה וטוב לבב, ועל ידי חידוש בעבודס השם, נוכל לדחוס את כל החידוש שמיוצם מבית מדרשו של יצר הרע. He says, through the power of Chiddush, that we continue to cling to this very day, we have the ability to respond to all of the Chiddushim that come from the so-called Beis Medrash of the Yetzer Hara, with all of his various techniques that he uses to enter into our home. Hamizdavkim al-batenu b'chol yom tamid b'demus kol minei machshiri technologia, with all sorts of technologies that we all certainly understand the dangers of them, v'kedoma v'kiyotze b'zeh, v'ko yitein Hashem v'chol Yosef, sh'nizka sh'yizkayim banu inyan ha'osa chadashos. So therefore, on the second day of Hanukkah, we attach ourselves to this phrase, Osa Chadashos. We think about the possibility of renewal and the ability to defeat the Chiddush of the Yetzer Hara through the Chiddush of Torah. And through that, he says, Emir Tzashem, Nizka L'Or Chadash, will be zochet to the Or Chadash Al Tzion Tayer, B'meheru B'yamino Amen Ken Yehiratzon. I'll just be Messiah by pointing out that the Sfarim tell us, that Teres Yeshua tells us that the word Or Chadash is Gematria, with the Kolal is exactly Gematria, Lahadlik Ner Chanukkah, 519. And therefore, through the lighting of the Neros of Chanukah, we try to bring together this Kalach of Chiddush. The B'nai Shalishim brings a remez similarly. He says, Or Chadash 519 is also Gematria Guf plus Nefesh. And of course, that's one of the major differences between us and the Yavanim. The ability to elevate not only the Nefesh, but to believe that our Guf, that our body, can also be used in a sacred way. As the Sfarim tell us, Guf is Gematria Chanukah 89. And Amir Tzashem, through this Kalach of Chiddush, each and every one of us should be able to renew our connection to Torah and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to give a lot of nachas ruach to the Borei Olam.